This week brings us a group of very interesting martyrs. We have Ignatius of Antioch, the second century bishop, who was martyred probably under the Emperor Trajan. And we have Hugh Latimer and Nicholas Ridley, bishops who were part of the Reformation in England. And one of the things that occurs to me as I was thinking about all of these martyrs this week is the meaning of the word martyr, witness. We get so focused on the dying part that it's easy to miss the witness part. Ignatius was arrested in the hopes that his arrest and death would discourage his followers. The problem is, what they did as they took him to Rome was everywhere they stopped en route, groups of Christians came out to meet him, and he spoke to them and preached to them and encouraged them. And so his journey to Rome to his martyrdom was functioning in completely the opposite way that Rome wanted it to happen. And he gave these powerful and very moving speeches, all the more powerful because people knew he was going to be killed. It's a really interesting thing that happens in terms of his ability to witness. And a similar thing is true. You know, the popular saying, I don't know if it's actual or not, or if it's been polished a little or not, but Latimer was the preacher of the two. He was the preacher. Ridley was the scholar. Ridley helped make the first prayer book. Latimer was the preacher, and it's said that his last words at the stake are, "Be of good cheer, Master Ridley, and play the man, for we shall this day light such a candle in England as I trust by God's grace shall never be put out." Now that's very Shakespearean, isn't it? Right? That's very Shakespearean. But it also, it's turning an event into a witness. It's turning an event into a witness. And I think that's the challenge, not even just about facing death, but in facing our lives. I think the challenge is, how do we make things a witness? And there are some powerful points here. I mean, Jesus says, "I'm sending you the Holy Spirit because you're going to be witnesses. They're going to persecute you. The world is going to press in on you." We can all relate to that, right? Especially these days, it feels like, especially the world is pressing in. So how do we be witnesses in the face of that? And certainly, as Jesus says, "I'm sending you an advocate." So this is a real awareness on our part is invited of the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. To recognize that that happens. To recognize that when we realize upon reflection, "Gee, I just created a witness I didn't know I was going to create for in this instance or something." To recognize that's the movement of the Holy Spirit in your life. And the Holy Spirit really does move in your life. Now, the other thing that we see in all of these things is you can't do faith as denial. You can't do faith as denial. It would have done no good for Ignatius to pretend he wasn't going to his death. And so when you read some of the things he said and some of the things he wrote, he talks about being wheat ground by the lion's teeth to make the bread of Christ. A powerful image, startling image, right? But it's an image that acknowledges that he's facing death. And there's a lot of folks out there who will use faith as a way to bolster their denial. But a real witness means knowing what's going on in your life and looking for the Spirit at work in what's going on in your life. Right? Did Latimer say, we're going to light a candle in England, with a catch of fear in his voice? Did Ignatius write, grain ground by the lion's teeth, with a little shake in his hand? No doubt. No doubt. But part of the power of the faith and the part of the martyr's call to us is the call to witness, which means to look seriously at what's going on in our life and asking where there might be the movement of the Holy Spirit. What might I say to myself and others about what I'm experiencing that says something about God's love for us? It's not easy. It's not easy at all. It's really hard. But that's the challenge. That's what it means to be a martyr. You don't have to be dying to really be a martyr. All you have to do is be a witness. And you're a martyr. That's what martyr means, witness. And witnessing means that recognition about what's going on. You can't witness to denial. Well, you can, but it wouldn't be a Christian witness, right? You can't witness to denial. So it's about what's really going on in my life and about expecting that the Holy Spirit gets in there somehow and is doing something. Maybe the Holy Spirit is helping me bear up. Maybe the Holy Spirit is challenging me to speak up. Maybe the Holy Spirit is calling me to say what's happening to me is an injustice. Maybe the Holy Spirit is inviting me to say to others that grief or suffering or just the plain old challenges of life are occasions for deep prayer. There are lots of ways that we can turn what is happening to us, good or bad, right? The Holy Spirit is calling me to celebrate. That happens too. What's funny is real human beings often have more trouble celebrating than they do suffering, right? Isn't that funny how we do that? But the challenge is, the martyr's challenge is, what Latimer and Ridley and Ignatius and all the other martyrs did was they took what was happening in their life, which admittedly was out there on the extreme end of things that can happen to you, and they proclaimed something about what God was doing. And they challenged us to look for the Holy Spirit at work in everything we experience.